This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, The Veneer of Moderation. There was a subhead in an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal that was arresting. The author, identified or most likely disguised as only a Florida-based writer, although seemingly a regular columnist for the right-wing tabloid, The New York Post, which is also owned, like the Journal, by the one and only Rupert Murdoch, was making a case about the outcomes of the elections in the United Kingdom, where once again the Conservative Party, led by the unpredictable and quixotic Boris Johnson, trounced the Labour Party and the different outcome in the United States, where Democrats managed to win the presidency and take control of both houses of Congress behind the Democrats' middle-of-the-road, liberal-light, elder warrior Joe Biden over the Republicans led by the unpredictable and quixotic incumbent Donald Trump. Essentially conceding exceptions to his rule, he argued that this veneer of moderation, practiced in the recent outing by the conservatives on one hand and Biden's Democrats on the other, was the key to their victories. This is the vaunted and dangerous op-ed page of the Journal, and this is essentially tactical commentary rewarmed and served up from one of Murdoch's big city tabloids, so we have to be careful here of drawing conclusions too far past the line of common sense. The piece also sees this veneer as strategic in its duplicity. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn was honest in his presentation of platforms, as was the Democrats' Bernie Sanders. But the moral of the story is that hiding the hands that are preparing to throw the rocks behind this veneer of moderation is the way to win. For many of us, we might have to concede that this might be both true and a painful pill to swallow. Former Senator and presidential candidate George McGovern used to argue something of this sort, saying, in essence, to be most radical, you have to appear most conservative. Quite the trick to pull off, and certainly it didn't work well for McGovern. For Biden, it's likely more than a veneer. It's more like a defining identity and career history. Yet Biden in office has thus far been able to represent moderation sufficiently to retain huge popular support for his policies, programs, and person, while also collecting accolades from the left, or what passes for the left in the United States, for much of what he's done, once again, I'll add, so far. He and his administration seem to have learned some lessons from the Trump escapades of recent years, more simply than projecting calm and reducing drama. As master politicians, who knows where they really stand, but wherever it is, their fingers are in the wind, carefully charting their course and keeping steadfastly to it. If the wind blows a different direction, that's also where they will invariably go. If winning is dissembling, though, how can we hope for an honest politics? Can we substitute tone and temperament as the veneer while keeping truth in advertising and platform? Could such a strategy embodied by candidates keep us on a path to progress, even as the pendulum swings magnetically back to the middle in politics over and over again? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.